This podcast is for mature audiences only. So if you can remember when Burger King was a prince, you can listen.
In a world full of podcasts, one podcast to rule them all. The Predictably Unpredictable Podcast. Join us if you dare. If you have nothing else better to do.
So this is Predictably Unpredictable Podcast. Mm-hmm. This is Jeff, the Brains, Carol, and yeah. I'm with my buddy...
Frankie Fat Dick.
Oh, okay.
Fuck Sick? Fat Dick? What was it? I can't remember. It's got to be Fat Dick.
Foul Mouth?
Foul Mouth. Okay, Foul Mouth Falwell, yeah.
I thought it was Foul Mouth.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I've been by. You've always been consistent with what you got, but, you know... Mine's been kind of fucked up. So Right. Let me ask you this. Did you have a happy International Women's Day? Did you have that?
No, actually, I didn't. I did not identify as a woman this month, so well, I didn't celebrate that. But you know what? You know what? That's the thing. If you do identify, let's say it's National Women's Month, and you can identify as a woman for that month. Take advantage of all the, you know, the stuff that comes with it, right? True. Which I don't know what that is.
True.
And then when that month's over, you say, okay, next month is going to be Black Heritage. I am going to identify as a black person.
You know,
I'm going to take advantage of that one, too.
I don't disagree with taking care of all the genders and the, you know, whatever we talk about. And we try to be fair everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm at work and... I get emails about it's at International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit demeaning to women. It feels a little bit demeaning because at this point, do the women not do as much as we do? They do. Well, they do more than you do by far.
But we do at least 30 cents more an hour, don't we?
Yeah. Well, the pay, too soon, Jeffrey. Too soon. It's 2022. It's too soon.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm like, why are we having the Women's Day? What's the point of having a Women's Day? I don't get it.
Right.
Is it me? Am I off or?
Well, we can't have a National White Guys Day. That just wouldn't happen.
I told my wife. I said if there was a National White Male Day, they would shoot that shit down. But
oh yeah,
let's take it back to the Women's Day though, because I told you know. Because I've been married for 26 years, whatever.
Right.
And my wife told me, she said, you know, why do I need this day? Because I've done everything that a man can do. I've done everything. I've lived my life.
Yeah.
And you're looking at me right now like this is not a good topic to talk about. But it was kind of funny because she told me, she said, why... do we feel like we got to have this day at all anymore? You know?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things that if I could do away with them, I would. Valentine's Day.
We've had that discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Made up.
The reason I say that is because we just had Valentine's Day.
And, made up fucking holiday.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they should take that holiday and wrap it up into Women's Month and just put it together.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
You can't do that, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah,
you're asking for it.
Celebrate all of them at once. Put Mother's Day in there. If her birthday, move her birthday in there. Valentine's Day, do it all in one month. That way, the rest of the year, you're good. You ain't got to worry about it no more.
Jeffrey, there was a National Daughter's Day.
Yes, I saw that.
What the fuck's that about?
I don't know. What are the daughters done for us to empty our pocketbook?
Right, right. I mean, I paid a lot of money for my daughter. I get it.
We should have. Where's the National Father's Day? Or not Father's Day, but
well, there's Father's Day.
There is Father's Day, I guess, but that's not a whole month. That's just one day.
Yeah,
I want a whole month.
Where's the National Pocketbook Day? That's what that I just want to be the pocketbook guy. That's what day I want. And it comes down to the point where you have to make a day for everything. National Hamburger Day, National Taco Day.
Yeah.
That's Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, I'm half Mexican, so I'll take that.
Oh my God, here we go. that's Cinco de Mayo Day, right? But the International Women's Day, my company, which will go unnamed, 45,000 employees, send out an email to everybody. Let's celebrate International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Because why? No offense, but women can't do the same thing we can all do.
What the hell?
Would you have a little bit of Jack?
I forgot I put that Jack in my Coke.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
I took a drink of it. I think it was just Coke. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit. Happens. I was like, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
A little Jack and Coke. We do the podcast.
So I apologize. I just want to say that because I thought it was kind of strange. I thought it was kind of weird.
Well, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but I do think that women should be celebrated. You know, they do a lot of stuff. But the thing is if you notice lately, they're making like movies and all these things with women. You know, like, remember the Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah, I do.
They put all women in that one.
I do.
There's another spy movie I think they did that's all like kind of like Charlie's Angels in a way, but it's all women. There's a bunch of movies that they're trying to do spinoffs on them and just do them all women, which I have no problem with that as long as they're going to be good. A lot of times when you erase every man in the movie,
you might want to stop. You might want to stop right now. Stop.
It's kind of unrealistic. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to rewind. Jeff's going to take that back. My point was there's no reason to celebrate something that should not have to be celebrated because
you're celebrating something because they're a woman.
Right. There's no reason to do that because
they could be a scumbag woman instead.
Well, you know, there's not scumbag men. I mean, there's not scumbag women, whatever. But why do we got to do that at this point? Because women are equal. I mean, I get it. I mean, so that's you fucked it all up when you talked about, oh, the women movies aren't good, this and that.
I'm just looking at the stats, man. If you look at the Rotten Tomatoes, the shows that are 90% women in them, where they've taken out all the men, they don't do so well. They just don't. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but
we lost all viewers at this point. Listeners.
I'm not trying to be. I mean, this is a guy's podcast, and I get that. But I'm not trying to down women. I'm not trying to do like nothing like that at all. Women are great. They do a lot for us. I mean, they're awesome.
Yeah.
But there are some things that they just. I mean, like,
yeah,
women's sports.
Right.
They want to be paid the same thing that men get paid, but they're just not the same. They're just not. You know,
you're right.
There's no women. The very, very best woman basketball player is in no way even remotely close to being LeBron James.
You're right.
That's not the same.
You're right.
And I just think that some things like that just need to stay separate. Well, you know what I'm saying?
You know, everybody listen to this. I do not agree with Jeffrey because he's on the wrong side of history. But
whatever.
On Women's Day, I got a blowjob, so it made me feel better. Yeah, because you know.
So you think that women's sports should be get paid the exact same thing as men sports?
I did not say that. Yeah, I will disagree.
Well,
with that.
I mean, there's even women athletes who think the same thing that think that they shouldn't because even like Ronda Rousey, she said that. She shouldn't be getting paid what some people get paid. She gets paid what she brings into the organization. If you bring a lot of people, if you bring a lot of money into the organization, then you should get compensated for that. If people want to pay a $100 ticket to see you play, then that's
But Ronda Rousey is a little bit different because in the arena she's in right now is wrestling.
Yeah.
So in that arena, some people may want to see her more than they want to see Seth Rollins or Kevin Owens. You're not a wrestling guy, but I'm just saying. So she should get paid more.
MMA guy. That's not wrestling really, is it?
Oh my God. Can we start over?
What?
MMA guy? What are you talking about? That's not MMA.
Ronda Rousey is MMA.
She was MMA.
Oh,
she's
okay.
WWE now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know. I'm a big WWE fan.
I used to like WWE and WWF
when I was
a kid when I was young.
But what I'm saying is she will bring more ass in the seats than a lesser male fan.
Right.
She's not great. I've seen her. She's not great. She's not good at it. She's not good at it at all.
Yeah.
But she's a name, right?
Right.
It's kind of like Johnny Knoxville is going to be in the WrestleMania.
Right.
it's Johnny Knoxville. He's not a athlete.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville's not an athlete. So certain, we'll get back to the topic of women with Ronda Rousey. If she brings more ass in the seat, she should get paid.
She should get paid for that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Exactly. And she gets paid more than a lesser male that does not bring ass right. in the seats. And that, that's women's basketball or whatever else. Are you going to put an ass in the seat?
Did you see the women's I hate to say this. I hate it because this is terrible. But did you see the women's basketball the parade that they did? I forget what team was that won the championship. They went home and they did a parade, and literally like maybe less than 100 people were watching the parade.
Yeah,
it was kind of sad. I hated it for them because they were all excited. They came back and like nobody was out there to see.
No,
it was unfortunate.
Jeff, yeah, let me tell you this. I don't want to be. I try not to be a hater on anything that is athletic or
yeah,
because you know, I want to be equal. But at some point, there's nobody who wants to go watch women play sports.
There's nobody who wants to watch that?
Do you?
Not really.
You want to watch any? I'm just saying.
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to be, like, again, I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. But when I watch the news and they start talking about the women's basketball, women's sports, and they start, I tune out. I just kind of like, whatever. I just don't care. And that's just me, but it's probably a lot of people because they don't bring the people that the men's sports do. And I hate that for them, but it's just true. It is just true. You know what I mean? And
Jeffrey, at some point, there's one sport that I want to watch a woman play, and that's golf. I like watching women golf.
Really?
I do like that. You know,
I thought you were going to say lingerie football.
Well, you know, volleyball, lingerie.
That's the one thing that...
Can I back this whole conversation up? Because I feel like I'm going to be, like, peppered. You got a pepper hanging from your microphone because you're, you know, but...
Well, that's the thing.
We got to hop into it this time. Holy shit. Yeah, because there's nobody who wants to watch women's sports. I'm sorry.
No. That's just not the way it works. Hate to say it, but I just don't really want to watch women's sports.
No, it's...
But now I wouldn't mind watching women's volleyball or volleyball. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because the shorts that they wear.
It's really nice. Yeah.
That's the only reason to watch it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
It's blasphemy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because blasphemy is blasphemy, right?
It is.
So
and I hate that, but it
well,
is.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about overseas. I don't want to be talking to politics, right?
Oh, you're talking about the
yeah. You know what I'm talking about because it's in the forefront of everybody's mind.
Putin.
Yeah. Putin. Yeah, but what are your feelings about that deal?
Well,
give me your hardcore feelings.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Jeffrey, can we look each other in the eye and just talk about it for a minute?
You know, I follow the whole Ukraine thing, and I think it's messed up that, you know, they're doing what they're doing because right now they're actually killing. Still, they just bombed a hospital or something and killed some civilians and children, which is really terrible. You know, but. I think that Putin just needs to. I think he needs to stop what he's doing because he's not. I mean, people say that he's doing it because he's trying to keep Ukraine from joining NATO. And
it's a Western deal.
It is
right.
And he just wants. I mean, and he wants to be able to control Ukraine, obviously because of the water. You know, the I guess it's his access to the water, basically. You know what I'm saying? The ocean,
and Jeffrey. Let me ask you,
Navy
this.
And everything down there.
What should we do about it?
What should we do about it?
Right.
America do about it? Oh, man. See, that's a hard question because if we get involved, then next thing you know, we got World War III.
That's right.
So do we want – and this is the thing. We can't be the police of every country out there. We just can't. If you look at history, like back – like literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago, you don't ever have – you ever hear about another country fighting to help somebody else out. Back in the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, but we, the United States, I don't know why we have to get involved in so much stuff, but we get involved in everything, and we have to feel like we have to be the police of the world, which we can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can we just say, hey, you could have Ukraine.
Yeah.
But just stop right there. Don't go any further. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what do you do at this point? Because you're not going to say that we are not going to go into a full-blown battle with Russia. It's not going to happen.
Well,
so do we say, just take this little country and then stop fucking around? Do we do that?
I mean, I don't know.
No, seriously. I mean, have you ever thought about that?
Ukraine used to be part of Russia a long time
ago. It did. But let's just say, hey, this is your deal with them.
It doesn't really have anything to do with us.
But if you're creeping up to Germany, if you're creeping over to France, whatever, stop fucking around.
Right. And that's what some people are afraid of, that if he takes over Ukraine, then he might take over other countries too.
But that's the whole point, though. If we just say, hey, you know, whatever you got going on with this deal, okay, it's a geopolitical kind of deal. Right. Just take that shit over. Whatever you're going to do there. But once you go past there, stop your fucking round. You stop right there at the borders and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Should we do that? That's what I always think. I mean, should you just stop?
Well, I definitely don't think that them invading Ukraine should lead to World War III.
No, it should.
There's nothing big enough. Now, World War III, if there was another Hitler that came out and was killing people,
but Jeff, mass genocide, that's not happening right
now. That'd be one thing.
But that's not happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That would be a reason for war.
Right. That's not happening right now.
That's not happening. He is bombing in the civilians, but I mean, I don't know. Some of those, I mean, I'm, you know.
But that's not happening right now. So.
Well, yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, you say you do what you got to do. No offense, no one likes Putin.
Right? No,
we don't. We're not Putin lovers. Let's just put that out there on the podcast right now. It's not like we love this stupid motherfucker because he's a dickweed, right?
He's also another thing he's doing is he's hurting his own country. He's hurting his own people because I do watch a lot of YouTubers on here, and I see people. There's a bunch of Russian YouTubers that they have these Russian channels and they do things. And one of the guys had a channel and he says, "How are we? How are Russians?" I think the title was "How Are Russians Surviving Through Sanctions?" Because when other countries put sanctions on them and cause their citizens to be able to hardly get stuff to survive, then it hurts their own citizens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of all the sanctions.
They're sanctioned.
And so I feel bad for all of them because this is not them attacking Ukraine. This is freaking Putin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. So is that a police?
They're I see. I hear sirens.
I hear sirens. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. Make sure we... Okay.
Okay. So what do we have on minutes-wise?
So anyway, I was looking up some because we like to do some funny topics and stuff.
Oh, this is a surprise, by the way. I didn't know this was coming. Well, I'm so excited.
I see this one.
I got a little tingly in my dingly down here. Go ahead. Tell me what you got going on over there, pal.
Well, one of them, it says, Florida man steals car, train sends it crashing into a house. So I'm like, that's interesting. So let's look at this let's look at this one here.
So
I'll put this up on the screen so you can see it.
A train sends it crashing into house.
Yeah, there's the thing. Okay,
man, I want to live in Florida.
A Florida man says he jumped from a stolen car seconds before it was hit by a train and sent flying into a nearby home. The sleeping residents were unharmed, and the man was later arrested, authorities says. So let me get this right. He jumped into a car that was on the tracks, and then the train hit the car.
My question is, why was he arrested?
Well, my question is, why is he getting in a car
on the tracks? Yeah.
When there's
a train goes.
Maybe he was trying to save the car.
All goes in Florida. Everything goes in Florida. There's no...
That one, you know, they always say you can do a search for Florida man.
Florida man,
and put your like your...
So what's your birthday? What's your birthday?
August 1st.
Okay, put in August 1st, Florida man. So we're going to do a little...
Okay.
This is impromptu.
August 1st,
Unpredictable listeners.
Florida man.
That sounded really bad.
Just making sure everybody knows my birthday now is that I do expect some presents.
Yeah, so what year? Like 1973? Oh, you're young. You're a young guy.
Yeah.
So
okay, here we go. On August 1st, this is in 2020, Florida man climbed into the hood of a semi-truck and clung on as it drove 9 miles down the highway. While the semi-truck drove, he bashed the windshield with his fist. Pictures and videos of this crazy incident can be found around the internet. I like it. Yeah. And you can see that the windshield was has definite marks from where
it. Yeah, that sounds exactly like it. Okay.
So what's your birthday?
No. Let's go back to this.
No, what's your birthday?
No.
What's your birthday?
It is September 20th.
September 20th.
Never going to tell you.
Okay, let's try that. See what happens. Florida man. Here we go.
Yeah, Florida man. September 20th. There's a woman there. She's kind of looking too.
Okay, this is how Florida man gets probation for picking up and transporting 41 turtles.
There we go.
Florida resident Michael Clemens, 22, was sentenced after pleading guilty to picking up and transporting 41 turtles. Mm. He will be on probation for a year with 100 hours of community service work.
So why is he in trouble for taking turtles?
Well, I don't know.
Where is he taking turtles?
Maybe they are...
It's illegal to pick up and transport 41 turtles.
If it's... Yeah. Wow. And that's the thing is, if they were sea turtles, that'd be real bad, wouldn't it?
But you know what? It's 41 turtles.
Take
your turtles and go down the road, bro.
And take your turtles.
Who is so upset about that shit? Yours is way better. Mine was not that good. 41 turtles?
Yeah, yours sucked.
Thanks, pal.
I had another one on here. Let's see here. This one, it says, tire finally removed from a crocodile's neck after 6 years.
Huh.
He wore it like a damn... look at that. He's wearing the damn tire like a freaking gold chain, like two chains or some shit.
The baby. He's like the baby.
He's like the baby. And he's like, and they took his freaking neck gear, and he's like, taking all my gear.
Why take my chains, bro?
Why take my chains, bro?
Nice.
It says a wild crocodile with a used motorcycle tire stuck around its neck for 6 years has finally been freed by an Indonesian bird catcher in a tireless effort that wildlife conservation officials held as a milestone.
Yeah, he's a raider.
Wow, he was a 14.8-foot freaking saltwater female croc. Female croc.
Nice.
Shit.
Nice.
They took her freaking bling, man.
Bling, bling.
Could you imagine seeing that freaking tire floating and be like, oh, there's a tire. I'm going to go pick it up.
No, I would not.
And then, oh, fuck, there's a damn crocodile attached to it.
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
Let's see here. What else have we got here? Cheese incident inspires Twitter pun fest. Ooh. Hope no injuries were incurred.
No incurred.
That's funny. Okay, here we go. Wandering hen caught sneaking around a Pentagon security area. Oh, shit. Ooh, I bet that freaking hen working for Putin, don't you think? I bet that's a Russian hen. A wandering chicken was caught sneaking around a security area at the Pentagon, a local wildlife welfare organization said. Ooh, the loose hen was found early Monday morning near the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters. The Animal Welfare League of Arlington, Virginia, wrote in social media. Interesting.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so it's just the chicken was taken into custody.
Oh, really? They arrested the chicken?
They arrested the chicken.
They snapped.
Chicken, you're in a restricted area. Let's see your badge.
put handcuffs around the ankles, and yeah, that was not a good deal.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you talk about having like little badges and stuff. When I was in college, I was doing IT stuff, and we did a tour of Walmart, right? Walmart Corporation over in Bentonville. Yeah. And they were showing us some of the stuff that they had. Well, at the time, they had these badges that you could see what people, like if I had a badge on to badge in and outdoors, it actually would track you, and you could see where people were going. And so they were telling us, they said, this guy always, they had I guess they had different zones, like a blue zone and a red zone. And if your card was only for the blue zone, you were not allowed to go into the red zone area of the building or whatever. So anyway, every day, this one particular person would be going into the red zone like multiple times. And so they had to go to him and say, you know, look, you're violating this whatever, and you're going into the red zone area. And you know what he tells them? He says, well, where my office is, right across kind of catty corner from my office is the bathroom, the men's bathroom. That men's bathroom happens to be in the red zone. And I'm in the blue zone because I guess the border is right there. And so every day he would go to the bathroom and violate and set off alarms.
You got
to
take a piss, man.
Yeah. Really? I'm like, and he'd tell him, otherwise I got to go all the way around this other side to go take a piss. Yeah.
You keep fucking me, I'll be in the yellow zone.
Right.
I mean, don't fuck around. I'm going to go take a piss.
Things like that, that's got to suck. I'm like, come on. I know they got these security zones, but shit, man, if you're on the one end and you got to take a piss, you got to walk all the way to the other side of the building.
They need to stop that shit real quick because at some point you're going to go to the bathroom. You're going to take a piss. You want me to go to the parking lot? Where do you want me to go?
Right.
You want me to go to my office? Where do you want me to go? So.
That is one benefit of being a guy. You know, you can pretty much piss wherever you want to.
I piss wherever.
You can piss in anything and anywhere. Get a bottle. I don't care what it is.
Don't look at the computer. Stop right now. Where is the weirdest place you've taken a piss?
The weirdest place?
Yeah, think about it. Think about it for just a second, because all guys have taken pisses in weird places.
Okay, so I took a piss off of a 80-something foot cliff.
Nice. Onto the bottom. Okay.
So we was out here in Tahlequah where we live. I was at a place called Ghost Bluff. Okay. We used to go up there and climb. Well, you got to go to the restroom, and there's no restrooms around there. So what do? You go to the edge of the thing and where nobody's at, and you just pee off the side.
Nice.
You know, because you can pee a long ways when it's on a cliff, and then you got to yell but down, make sure nobody's down below you, because,
No, you don't. It's...
What about you? Where's your place?
Probably the weirdest place that I've taken a piss is on a woman's chest.
What?
Yeah. Really? Women like you to pee on them sometimes.
Okay.
That's not a thing for you? You
know that? I have heard of it. It's called a golden shower. I know what it is.
Yeah.
The only reason that I know this is because part of my job where I work is I'm in IT, but I have to do all the web filtering, right?
Right.
So when you're the web filtering guy, you see a lot of weird shit that people go to online.
For sure.
And golden showers is a thing. Yes.
That's what I just
told
you.
They like to piss on people. And I would think that that is the most disgusting thing ever. I don't know why anybody would want to be pissed on. It does not sound very fun. It does not sound like it would be enjoyable. It doesn't sound like anything that I would want to take and... take a freaking hot ass shower that boils my skin off after I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Because that is just disgusting. But to each his own, right?
Hey, man.
You never know.
Well, there was this one time this girl wanted, because I was like, yeah, you want to piss on you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how about it? What if I just shit on your chest?
Oh.
And she was like, well, she thought about it for a minute. I'm like, God dang. I mean, is that
me to shit on your chest?
She thought about it. She was like, At that point, I was like, I got the answer for you. I'm not going to do that because how could you do that? I mean, seriously.
Well, first off,
do you feel like you want to do that?
First off, it would be very weird to say, okay, I want you to lay here.
Yeah.
I'm going to
shit on your chest.
I'm going to straddle over top of you and then I'm somehow going to take a crap. I can't even
happens.
I can't even take a crap in a damn public bathroom. I get like stage fright. I can't do it.
Jeff, it happens.
But to do it over somebody's face, that's just bizarre. I get that it happens because, as a matter of fact, it's funny you brought that up because, when I was in college, me and all my buddies, I won't name names, but me and my buddies, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
He found, we had a contest. We was like, who could find the nastiest thing on the internet? And this was back when the internet just was started. It wasn't like it is now. And so we looked online to find some of the nastiest shit, and he found that, what you're talking about, where they shit in their mouth. And I saw that, and I was like,
Jeff, it happens.
That is the most disgusting thing I ever seen. And who in the world would want to film that shit and put that on? Not me. Mm-mm.
No, you've never thought about it? Never wanted to do it? Never?
Nope. Never thought about it?
Let's say the hottest chick you ever... think about the hottest chick you know.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, not even that you know, that you've seen on porn, or you the hottest chick.
Yeah.
And she said, Jeffrey, I would love if you just shit on my chest.
First off, I'd say, don't call me Jeffrey. Then, no, I'm just kidding.
Really? Really? I mean, you would love if they called you anything. They called you at all.
That's true.
They said, hey, they just called you, period.
That's true.
So don't even fucking mail that. So if you, they
you're
said,
right. You're right.
They
you're
said,
right.
Jeffrey, seriously, think about the hottest fucking chick. Not the ones you see in the,
yeah,
like gangbang videos or the whatever.
Okay.
Just a hot chick.
And but she, see, do I want to shit on her face? Because she's hot. But when I shit on her face, she's not going to be hot anymore. Because how can you be hot with shit all over your face?
No, not her face. Just her chest. Just her chest. Not her face. Not her face. Maybe her neck area. Maybe just a... Not her face. You can still kiss her. You can still kiss her.
But do I want to kiss her when she's...
Yeah, you do. You do.
Poop,
yeah.
Close to her mouth.
Jeffrey. Again, Jeff. The hottest chick you know. Just the hottest chick you know. You still want to, like, maybe, like, kiss her. Maybe...
I'd probably just piss on her. I don't think I should.
Yeah, so Jeff is a pisser.
I'd piss on her. I said, okay, you want me to piss on you? Fine, I'll piss on you.
You and I both know all the time, and we're all dudes here. I mean, well, I don't know if everybody's listening as dudes, but we're...
We just lost half our women's...
Yeah, well, it's International Women's Day. I'm sorry.
We lost all them.
Yeah, we lost that like 45 minutes ago, whatever time we're on now. So, because a buddy of mine at school... I will not mention his name, Anthony Morton. I won't not mention his name. But he always said, the hottest chick you know, just think of the hottest chick you know,
mm-hmm.
right? Think of her naked, just back in high school, right? The hottest chick you know. Because back in high school, that's when they were hot. Because they get older, they're not hot anymore.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. They're just not. So,
yikes.
So the hottest chick you know. Picture her naked. Picture her naked.
Okay, yeah, done. Got
it. No. And the boobs and the...
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Now, picture her taking a shit.
Nope.
Yeah, see? And he always thought that would throw me off, but it never did, because I was like, okay, yeah, she takes a shit just like everybody else takes a shit. But I'm still going to fuck her because she's really hot, right?
You know, there's some things I would do. There's some things I wouldn't do. Shitting on somebody, I wouldn't do.
Yeah,
but
you would.
But having sex with somebody who's like, say, on their period, that I would not, I would have a problem with that.
But you would. But do,
some
you
guys
would
don't do that. Some guys think that's disgusting. You know, I don't care. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you did in the shower, that'd even be better, because then it just kind of washes off. But that doesn't bother me as much as bodily fluids like piss or shit. I'm sorry. Piss or shit does not have anything to do with
so
me.
The hottest chick you know, you would piss on her chest.
Nope.
And fuck her.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I would not. Because if she let me shit on her, that
I didn't say
a lot,
shit. I said piss.
That says a lot about her.
I didn't say shit. I said piss. I didn't say shit.
Well, if she let me piss on her,
there's nobody I would shit on and fuck them afterwards. No
okay,
way.
That's what I'm saying. That's no what way. I mean. Yeah, you can't,
because that's so demeaning, right? It's like I'm gonna shit on you. That's bad, right? No one does that. Who does that?
And then you're gonna have sex with them.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
I'm gonna shit on you. And fuck you. There's dudes to do. I'm sure there's dudes
you
do
know
that.
You
though.
Smell like shit.
Yeah.
But I still do you.
Literally, you smell like shit. But there's dudes that do that, man. They do that, and there's women who want them to do that. That's
true.
What's fucked up. That's what's fucked up.
That is true. That is true. But no, I see a lot of crazy shit on the online, and some of the stuff I'm like, oh my lord, what? But my thing is this: why do people go to these things while they're at work? I know they get bored sometimes at work.
Yeah, that's
because when you're there 8 hours a day, sometimes you get on the internet, and you look at shit, but you know that all
that
shit's tracked.
That's right.
At work. And I'm like, and I see some of the crazy shit on there.
Jeffrey,
that I'm
Jeffrey.
Like, what in the
so
hell?
So before you say what you've seen, right?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you what I've seen.
Yeah, you will. You will.
It has something to do with animals. Horses. You like horses?
I love horses. I love seeing horses fuck women. I love seeing that.
Gosh.
Shit. So was that what you found out on the
That was one thing, yes.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, you've got a phone. If you're sitting at work.
Right.
You know what... On your computer,
right.
they're gonna so
get on,
just
get
whip
your
out your phone.
Yes, get on your phone.
Yeah,
dude,
if you
want to
go jack off in the bathroom with your phone, just jack off in the. But to get on the work computer, how fucking stupid are you? Because my just saying, my wife, we had a, it's an iPad show. It's an iPad. Whatever,
yeah,
for work.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife started messing with it. And she goes, "Hey, Frankie, there's porn on your iPad." I'm like, no, because I don't
she
know where.
That?
It came, yeah, because it came up and some guy was shoving a dick up a pussy and it was a whole deal.
But you didn't go to that site.
I had no, I had not.
Oh,
because
come on, Frankie.
I am not saying I don't love porn, because I love porn. That was a work iPad. I never.
Oh, okay.
I'm not so stupid.
Oh, did you get that from somebody else? Maybe that. Maybe they went to it.
Whatever. And she was like, "I can't believe you." I said, "Stacy, seriously, this is a work computer."
So
work
she. IPad. So she. Let's just say this. Let's just say that the iPad was your personal one. Do you think she'd still get upset that you were looking at porn?
Really?
Like, what guy doesn't look at porn?
I don't. I've told her I watch porn.
Yeah, but what guy doesn't look at porn?
No, everybody.
And
does.
When it's on the internet and it's free. There, you're going to look at that. Because yep. Even when I was a kid, we'd get magazines. No. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, you don't have to do the magazine thing.
It's
online.
Yeah,
I've been like to see naked women. That's all there is to it.
I've been very clear to her that there is no way, shape, or form that I'm not going to watch porn.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, even women like watching porn. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women do. There are a lot of women that like watching porn.
I would like it if she did. Mm-hmm. I don't think she does, but I want her to.
Maybe she does, and she just doesn't. Know that you know. You know what I'm
saying? Well, I don't think so, because she knows that I want her to watch it.
So,
because she said.
Remember that game we played where you had like, I forget, you had like who was, it was the voting game. Remember that voting game thing?
I've heard.
One of the voting game things was who in your group would be most likely to watch tentacle porn? Yes, I said tentacle
porn. I have no idea what that is.
We had no idea what that was. My wife knew what it was. And we were all like, what? Like, what? How did she know?
Yeah.
She said that one of her ex-employees had liked it or something or knew what it was. And so I was like, what the fuck is tentacle porn? There are so many different kinds of porn out there, like the anime, tentacle porn, there obviously, all this kind of shit. And a lot of it is, I watched some anime one time. It's not that big a deal. It's like cartoon. It's like, I don't even understand.
So it's an octopus leg up here.
I don't know about the tentacle porn. The tentacle porn, I don't know what that's all about. I honestly, it has to do with tentacles, I think. Like maybe like alien.
Well, good
like
guess,
like
pal,
an alien.
Good guess.
I don't know.
Good
but you know, like aliens have like tentacles and shit. I don't think it's like having sex with octopuses and squids and shit.
That's what tentacles are.
I know, but I think this is more of a fantasy type thing. Like
what fantasy?
Like a cartoon fantasy. Like say what do you call it? Star Wars. You know, like you know how Captain Kirk at Star Trek always got with the alien chicks,
the green women.
Always got with the alien chicks.
Was it green women?
He would be a person that would watch tentacle porn. Because I'm just saying that he liked the women that had those weird things coming out of their heads and Captain tentacles
Kirk.
And everything.
Captain Kirk got the pussy.
Captain Kirk was a freaking stud.
He got the pussy.
I'm sorry. I know it's William Shatner, and some people don't really like him, you know, but whatever.
Stop it.
I think he's the best. He's the best character on Star Trek. He was all about the pussy. He didn't care. He didn't care what plant they were from, what they looked like, where their genitals were.
Very smooth. Captain Kirk was smooth. He'd talk your ass into fucking him. The green was, I think it was the green. No, maybe it wasn't the green alien. It was, what was the black chick he fucked on his show?
Oh, the black chick. No.
Yeah, he did. It was a black chick, I think.
Oh, Uhura. Lieutenant Uhura.
Whatever it was.
She was the comms person. She was a communications officer. I don't think he had sex with her. Now,
I think
the original Captain Kirk, he never did. But later on,
I'm talking about when he went to a faraway planet and landed.
So Star Trek did this thing where they brought back like a younger version of them, and they redid it, you know, with that, I forget the guy's name, the new Star Trek, the version. Anyway, when they did that, they made it to where Captain Kirk and Uhura, Lieutenant here, were in a relationship. And then they got separated, and they kind of got mad at each other and all that kind of shit, or she got mad at him or whatever. But in the real original Star Trek, there was never, that I can recall, there was never a relationship actually with them. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
So when they redid the redo thing and made them into a relationship, I think they just did that for like cinematic effect, but I don't think it had anything to do with the actual like plot.
Maybe.
The original plot. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Because the original Uhura, I don't think she was in the same league as Captain Kirk. I don't think they would have ever been together. They didn't look like they would match
Captain
together.
Kirk would fuck me and you if we'd laid down long
if
enough.
If we were aliens and our genitals were on our forehead, he would fuck us. He would love that. You know who I think looks like have their butt on their head is Klingons.
Klingons
look like they got a butt
they
on
do.
Their head.
Yeah.
I never understood that one.
Anybody looks that up, the Klingons do.
Mm-hmm.
But Captain Kirk would he would just. First of all, if he was in the bar,
we talk about some of the most random shit.
Yeah, it is. But if Captain Kirk in the bar, he ain't had to worry about not getting laid. Oh, Kirk's getting laid.
He was smooth. He was smooth, a stud.
Good looking guy.
Oh yeah, he's a stud.
You know, but I don't care if you're purple, green, orange, yellow. Captain Kirk, if he landed on your planet, he was going to fuck you.
You were going to get fucked.
You were getting fucked. You were getting fucked by Captain Kirk. Uh-huh. Dr. Spock could tell you about it, but Captain Kirk fucking do it. He'd fuck you all day long. That's just Captain Kirk. You know, and so.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like, are you a Star Trek person or a Star Wars person?
Star Trek. All day. Star Trek? You're a Star Wars guy, right?
Well. Yeah, there's things I like about both of them. I'm really a Star Wars person. If I was going to watch a movie online of one of those two, I'd watch a Star Wars a Star Trek one. No. I do like the Star Trek movies, don't get me wrong. I like them because they're more realistic.
Yeah.
Because they're not so, like, with the Force and all this weird, you know, mystical shit that they have. With the Star Trek, it's more...
It's about future.
It's about future. It's about science. Right. It's about, you know, things that actually could... see happening. But with the Star Wars, you know, all this Force shit and all that kind of mythical stuff, where I don't believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ewoks.
But it does make for a good plot for Star Wars. But as far as realistic, it doesn't. Mm. So I like both of them, but I like Star Wars better.
I like Star Trek.
Just because I grew up with Star Wars. I grew up with both of them because Star Trek was in the 70s too. Mm. But... I mean, and my dad, he loved Star Trek. He was a big-time Star Trek person. He liked Star Trek and Doctor Who. So we'd watch Doctor Who and Star Trek when I was growing up.
Your dad wanted to fuck Captain Kirk, too. Wanted to fuck Captain Kirk.
Everybody wanted. You know what, though? My wife actually met Captain Kirk, and he was not a very pleasant guy. Because he does Stop horses. It. He does horses.
Don't do that to me,
Jennifer. And she does horses. She did horses in up in New Jersey, and they were at the French, English writing stuff, what they do. Anyway, and jumping and all that stuff. And so she was only like maybe 5, 6 years old, maybe 7. And so she sees him in the stands because he was there with his horses. So she goes up there to try to get his autograph, and he blows her off. He tells her, get the hell out of here. And I'm like, she's like a little 7-year-old girl and trying to get his autograph, and he wouldn't do it. Wouldn't give her an autograph.
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. Yeah. It is. But yeah. So
wait, are we about done? Because I want to give out a happy birthday.
Well, we're at 41 minutes. So it doesn't really matter. We only do these podcasts once a month right now. So it doesn't really matter how long we do it. Most people that listen to this telling me that they want another episode. So I'm like, okay.
Seriously? Another hour?
Yeah.
They want more 30 episodes. Minutes? God
they want
dang.
More episodes. And I'm like, well, if we can do 2 30-minute episodes or one hour episode, what's the difference, right? So that's true. Less editing for me.
Yeah. Well, we
do it one time.
Here's another thing, guys. If you're listening to this, of course, we haven't talked about this at all because I thought it was all 30 minutes. So I'm sitting here watching the minutes over here on the computer, and it gets to 30 and 40. I'm like, Jeff, are we going to fucking finish? So, but he's like, no, we're good. He kept saying, we're good, we're good. So it's kind of weird because I always thought that the shorter was better, but if longer, you know. Longer's better.
You know how long Joe Rogan does his?
I have no idea.
3 hours.
I've never heard Joe Rogan.
It's like 3 hours. Some of them are like 4 hours. They're long. I'm like, I can't listen to them.
No. Let me ask you a question. When you're listening to this podcast, because I don't know about everybody else, but when I listen to something, I'm driving like to Tulsa or...
Yeah.
It's like a 40-minute drive.
Right.
Who has time to listen to a 4-hour fucking podcast?
You have to be driving alone. You know, if you did a 4-hour drive, think about wherever you live and drive four hours.
Yeah,
you'd be listening to the same podcast the entire time.
Yeah, that's crazy. No way.
No, that's too long.
That's too long. What I'm saying. I mean, because but
you know what, though? As well as his podcast is doing, people are obviously listening to it.
Well, it has to be like online.
But you know what, though, it's funny is when I talk to people about his podcast, about, you know, did you hear this? Did they hear that? Nobody that I've ever talked to has ever listened to the entire podcast. I've listened to it, but not the entire one.
Bits and pieces.
I don't get through a whole one because they're so long.
Right, bits and pieces, yeah.
But since ours are so entertaining, you know, people just, they mob us when we leave here.
I can't believe
it's crazy, you know.
I've really thought about how am I going to get out of here.
Well, I thought about, we might have to get us a security detail to help us, because when we leave here, you know, different places, the mob just is all over us. Well, it's crazy.
Well, the thing is,
one Irish guy that's on here.
Yeah, the Irish guy is cool, but the French all is to us. But I thought, I want to be mobbed by, can it be all women? Like all naked? Can I just get mobbed by
I don't think that's going to happen. You can definitely, that's kind of the thing of all guys' wish, right, is to be mobbed by a bunch of women. Let me ask you this. If you could have a fantasy, now you're not married, let's just say you're not married. You could have a
fantasy. Wait, hold up. I've got a heart on right now. Say it again.
You're not married.
No, oh, boy. That's. Boof. I'm going to knock the microphone over right now. God damn. I'm not married. God. I'm about to get laid, boy. Okay. Not married. Sorry. Apologize. I'm not married.
And you have a pick of, say, 10 hot chicks. I don't care what they look like. Just hot chicks. And you can do whatever you want.
No.
What would be your fantasy?
First of all, I would want like two or three or four of them, the best looking ones, to start licking each other, just fucking, you know, licking their own pussies, whatever, right? And then I want a couple of them, maybe down by my balls, just kind of feeling of them, just jacking a little while I'm watching the two or three girls lick on each other, right?
Okay.
The other two, I want them to make sure that I've got something to eat after I'm done, because I want to have a little dinner after I'm done, right?
So they need to be in their kitchen cooking.
Yeah, yeah, they gotta have rice and beans, whatever. They maybe a Cajun girl, just put a Cajun girl off in the kitchen.
Okay,
so I've got three girls licking each other, two girls playing with my balls.
That's five. You got five left.
Two girls in the kitchen, maybe two, three in the kitchen, whatever.
You gotta have at least one out there washing your truck.
Well, you know, that would be good. But if I could have the three girls licking each other's pussy, like a daisy chain kind of pussy deal, and the other two girls just licking my balls, one on each nut, just kind of messing with Frankie's Root Tonic, and then two of them getting my dinner ready, one of them washing my truck.
What about doing your laundry?
Well,
you got to have one doing your laundry.
I just want to be naked the whole time.
We're going to lose all of our women.
Just something we're doing for International Women's Day, because I had to celebrate that.
This is just a fantasy.
This is just a fantasy.
This is just make believe.
This would never happen. Never happen. This would never happen.
Because he's going to be married forever.
I'm so happily married. So happily married. I love my wife. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. But she's not laying with two other women licking each other's pussies.
Nope.
Why the two other girls are licking all my balls.
And
my
wife would never see her doing that either. So
no, she would not do that at all. There's no way in the world. Because I'm not that good. I'm not that sexy. I'm not that good looking. If I were, she would do that.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah, but I mean, how am I going to talk her into doing that when I'm as ugly as I am? There's no fucking way. So,
I guess
so. Wife involved with my fantasy, again, we'll go back to my fantasy. There's three women licking each other.
First part of your fantasy was, you're not married.
Oh, that's right. I don't have a wife.
That's the first part of it.
Oh, God damn it, Joe. I'm glad you reminded me. You're right. I have no, she's not even involved at all.
Right.
Yeah, so that's even better. So
okay.
So I apologize for my wife being involved with that. So there's no wife involved.
Right.
There's three women licking each other's pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jeffrey.
You got one.
No, two.
Truck.
No, let's go back to my balls first. There's two on my balls. There's three women licking each other. There's two on my balls.
Uh-huh.
Right. And there's two women doing, what are they doing? They're doing laundry. They're doing what? I don't know what they're doing. So you got three women licking each other. You know, two women on my balls.
Uh-huh.
What, the two laundry? Are they on laundry? I can't remember.
No, they're doing laundry. They can be naked doing laundry.
They're all naked. Oh, okay. By far. Yeah, okay. There's no clothes involved.
Right? Okay, good.
And then there's two women fixing me dinner. So that's what? Right. Five, six, seven of them.
What about one of them doing your taxes? It is tax season.
But I have.
That would be nice.
But the bad thing is I've got an old white man who's a Christian does my taxes. Well, that's fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. But hey, they'll be done probably, right? If you know,
that's true. He's not gonna cheat anybody. He's a Christian. He's not gonna do that. Christians never do that.
I was gonna say something racist, but you know.
So how much more time is out of our podcast?
I don't know. Don't worry about the time. It's fine.
Okay.
You're always worried about the time. Quit
worrying. I don't want to go over. So we talked about my fantasy. What's yours? So you tell me.
My fantasy? Yeah. 10 women. Let me think here.
If you don't have any of them licking each other, it's not a fantasy.
Well, they obviously have to be, you know, licking each other's pussies. I like that idea. That was a good idea.
That's a good idea. I agree.
I'm gonna say three of them because I got to save some of them for other.
That's what I said.
Three of them doing that. Right. I'm definitely the truck washing thing was my idea. I actually like that idea. So I like having a nice clean truck. I'm gonna put two of them on that one because one for the interior, one for the exterior.
Oh,
I need to get that nice and clean.
Good job.
Probably one doing the laundry because obviously I hate doing laundry, and I also need somebody doing the. Cooking. Yeah. I'll put one in the kitchen. How about that?
God, my fantasy was so much better.
We're so going to
so help. Your balls are not even touched. No one even touched your balls. No one did anything with their nuts.
Well, I have.
No one did anything with
that. I should have one or two left over, you know, right?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between you and me. I'm thinking about myself. You aren't. I am. I'm like, so there's like two of them for my balls. So like right down in third of them for my dick. If I could have three chicks, one ball. Left, right ball, and then one on my dick. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Damn, we're all going to hell. Oh, Lord, this has turned out to be a crazy episode. But hey, we're only doing this because it's National Women's Month, right?
I told you that earlier. I don't believe in that shit. I'm sorry. I don't.
We honor these women, right? This is their month. Next month, it'll be our month, right?
Yeah. Where's white guy month?
White guy month?
There's no white guy.
No, there isn't. Sorry, man. You don't get a month.
I apologize. I mean, I don't mean to be an asshole about this deal, but I fucking hate it.
You hate what? The women thing?
Yeah, it's stupid. Women's Day?
Oh, is it a day or a month? I thought you
it's
said a month.
No, it's Women's History Month, which is history dumb. Month. Which is, okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, I get it. But International Women's Day?
Mm-hmm.
A day to celebrate that you have a pussy.
They actually have like days for or months for everything.
And maybe I said that. I did say that wrong.
So they also have, and I'm probably going to lose some subscribers or whatever, but they've even got the LGBT whatever month too.
They celebrate
that also.
What I'm saying is, month. As a woman, seriously, and I almost say it's fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do fuck around, but I always say it's fuck around. So, are they saying they can't do what anybody else can do? I mean, at what point do you celebrate yourself so much that you don't feel, you feel like you're overcompensating for who you are or whatever?
Uh-huh. So, you don't think that they should be celebrating Women's Month?
No, I don't.
Huh.
Because why?
Well, I mean, I guess it celebrates all
that's a great question, right? Because why?
I mean... So this is my question. They're celebrating all the accomplishments that women have made over the years, like being able to vote and write, and I mean, you know, the rights they have in voting and all that kind of stuff, and being on equal as men, I guess. But you know, that's what they say. But wouldn't that stuff happen anyway? Because think about it. As time goes by, do you think that we would still be in the time period of women not being able to vote?
No.
No, they would be able to vote anyway. It's not like they did something to get to that point, but it would have happened anyway.
Well,
because I mean, it just would have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I guess what I'm trying to say is, and this is being real,
but I probably shouldn't edit. I probably shouldn't post any of this shit online because
you will. But what I'm trying to say is I've never thought of Stacey as any lesser than what I am. She can do everything I can do. She can make the money I'm making. She's smarter than I am. She's
oh yeah, definitely.
So why am I exactly? So why am I celebrating that she's a woman because she does everything I can do and better. She really is. She's good, you know. So I never look at a woman any less than what I am. So that maybe that makes me strange.
I don't look at women differently either because, like I said, we both have daughters, and I told my daughter she can do anything she wants to do.
Exactly.
I don't care if she's she can do whatever she wants.
That's right.
You know, but I don't know.
The same thing
that I'm trying to say is I don't want to tell them that they can do the same thing as a man because the men and women are different. And I'm sorry, but
they are.
My daughter cannot do everything that a man can do.
Right.
My daughter cannot bench 400 pounds.
Right.
She's never going to be able to do that. I'm sorry, but that's just the facts. You know what right. I'm saying?
But we both, what I'm saying is we both have daughters. We want them to be successful.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. But you're right. If you had a, if you were burning in a fire, you're on the fifth floor and you want five women running after you or five men. Mm-hmm. You want five men. That's just the way it is.
It is. Right. And I hate to say it, but it is true. It is. You know, men are built differently than women.
Would you want five women running up the stairs? You want five men? Sorry.
Well, it's the same thing with military. Military, when you right. on your military, do you want a whole bunch of women out there on the front line or do you want men?
Right.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm not saying that women can't be out there, but they have to have men out there too. That's they just right. have to be. That's otherwise, right. you're not going to be successful. It's just the facts. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I hate to say that, but it is true. You know, it is true. But. It is true. We should probably end this fucking thing okay, now so because we just lost half of our subscribers.
But it got kind of boring there. We apologize, but because we were talking about the man and women thing. But I got to give a shout out to my buddy.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
listening.
Who's that?
Dickie Scott.
Dickie Scott. All right.
Dickie Scott.
Do you have his number 50 we can put out here, too?
51
years old?
Yeah, yeah. How old are you again?
I'm 48.
Yeah, I'm 46. What really? Year is it? What year
it's
is it?
2022. Damn.
Yeah, 46. I'll be 47 at the end of the year. So you're what again?
48.
I'm 46. Dickie Scott is 51 and much fucking older than us.
Nice.
Yeah. And he can hit a golf ball pretty good, but he's still an old man. So
yeah.
Happy birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Dickie.
All right. Well, shout out to everybody else out there. Oh, you know what we didn't do? Wrapping up. We didn't test the alcohol, but I guess... Ooh. We're both drinking
Jack.
Well,
I got Jack Daniels here.
You want to test it? I'm drinking some Jack, too. I didn't even realize I had Jack. I put some Jack in my Coke here. I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
You like it. Uh-huh. I had a gummy, too. I haven't felt it yet, though.
A gummy?
Yeah, that gummy you gave me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what gummy.
Here we go. Seriously, you don't want to own up to it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Whatever.
All right. So we'll end it. Oh, you know what? I just saw a... looks like
here
a,
we go.
No, this is from the Huffington Post.
Oh boy!
Two inmates at German prison fined after a mashed potato brawl.
Who?
Apparently, they got in a fight because of mashed potatoes. I just leave you with that.
You can fight with a little mashed potatoes.
I'm just leaving you all with that little headline because I happen to have it on my screen here. Right. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, so we'll try to get another one of these episodes out. Right now, we're doing one a month because I can't seem to get him get with Frankie get over here
yeah.
more because you know. Trying to deal with him and his drunk ass.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we'll get this out hopefully next week or something. But all right, people, that's it. Peace out.
Later.
Later.